you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you. It is Friday. Hallelujah. Throw up your hands and praise the Lord unless you're driving down the road right now. We want to welcome you to the Refresh Radio program today. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God. We would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing at Merit Assembly of God. And I pray that you are planning on having a marvelous weekend as you thrive in His glorious presence. So I want to say thank you today to the folks at Creative AC Solutions. 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you have any air conditioning needs here in central Brevard County, Rockledge, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Cocoa Beach, Port Canaveral, maybe Canaveral Groves, maybe Port St. John, things like that. That's about the territory that they cover. But Bill with Creative AC Solutions has decades of experience dealing with air conditioning systems from the smallest to the largest that I can comprehend. And he puts all of that skill and expertise to you on your unit. He works to give you the best solution, whether that's a repair or to give you a heads up and say, we can get it fixed this time, but you need to be thinking in the future. And I will tell you this, if he does say, you know what, your system's really going to need to be replaced, which that is not his default position. I mean, he works diligently to make sure that is the last option, not the first option. But if that option does end up being the reality for you, I can tell you this, it'll end up saving you money in the long run. You'll end up paying for that air conditioner up front, but it will save you money on your electric bills year after year after year. Call the folks at Creative AC Solutions. See if you can have them come out, take a look at your system, and get you back up and running and ready for when the intense heat comes around again. 321-759-3284. And when you call them, do say, hey, I heard Pastor Bob mention you on the Refresh Radio program. That would be greatly, greatly appreciated. So we spent the last few days talking about, the last few weeks talking about that God is the God of all truth, that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, and that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. So today we're going to continue our search for truth, and we're going to see that we not only see truth in the Godhead, but we also see truth in the words that God speaks. And so if God wasn't true, then we couldn't have any faith in His word being true because those words emanated from a flawed individual. But because He is truth, He is truth personified, He is truth through and through, He is truth in the Father, He's truth in the Son, and truth in the Holy Spirit, the words that flow from God, the words that are gifted to humanity from God, we can have the confidence that those words are true as well. So I want to take you today to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 7, 2 Samuel chapter 7, where David had a desire to build the temple. And Nathan came and said, you're not going to be able to do this. And then David, in verse number 18, it says this, then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house? And you have brought me this far. And yet this was a small thing in your sight, O Lord God. You have also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come. Is this the manner of man, O Lord God? Now what more can David say to you? For you, Lord God, know your servant. For your word's sake and according to your own heart, you have done all these great things to make your servant know them. Therefore, you are great, O Lord God, for there is none like you, nor is there any God beside you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. Verse number 23, 2 Samuel chapter 7. And who is like your people, like Israel, the one nation on the earth, whom God went to redeem for himself as a people, to make for himself a name, and to do for yourself great and awesome deeds for your land? Before your people, whom you redeemed for yourself from Egypt, the nations and their gods, for you have made your people Israel your very own people forever, and you, Lord, have become their God. Verse number 25. Now, O Lord God, the word which you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, establish it forever, and do as you have said. So let your name be magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts is the God over Israel. And let the house of your servant David be established before you. For you, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, have revealed this to your servant, saying, I will build you a house. Therefore your servant has found it in his heart to pray this prayer to you. And verse number 28. And now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are true, and you have promised the goodness to your servant. Now, therefore, let it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue before you forever. For you, O Lord, have spoken it, and with your blessing, let the house of your servant be blessed forever. So I want to share with you here that God's words are truth. In our search for truth, we begin with God and we begin with his word. That's the foundation. Okay? And so just as we have confidence in who he is, we can have confidence in what he says. I don't know if you've ever had a person that told you something and you immediately processed what they said through their character, but I have. I've had people tell me things and I would say, you know, they said that they would show up at a certain time and they are never, ever, ever on time. And so I set my expectation not according to what they said, but according to what they had done. Well, God operates by the opposite paradigm in that his character and his word line up in perfect agreement. And so David declares, God, I know this, your word is true. Your word is true. And so that is a great, great promise that we have from God's word. If we go over to Psalm 119, which, by the way, if somebody tells you to go home and start memorizing Psalm 119 and you have got to come back and quote the entire chapter, say, you sure you didn't mean Psalm 117? You sure you didn't mean Psalm 118? Psalm 118 is not too awful bad in length, but Psalm 119 is 176 verses long. Okay? 176 verses long. In my Bible, Psalm 119 covers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, it covers 8 full pages and then on to a 9th page. It is an extensive book. In Psalm 119, verse 142, let me read that entire section. Psalm 119, by the way, is structured in sections that line up with the Hebrew alphabet. And so in verse number 137, it says, righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are righteous and very faithful. My zeal has consumed me because my enemies have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delights. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. It says here that their enemies had forgotten God's words. They had forgotten God's words, but he said, to me, your word is pure. It goes on and it says, your law, which was a gift from God to his people, it says, your law is truth. If you are ready to embrace that God said it and that settles it, that then you have reached a place where you said, you know what? I know what God said. I know what God said, and I'm not going to question what God said. In my teaching on authority, I talk about the four layers of authority, that there's God, there's those who are under God but over me. There's me, who I've got people over me, but I also have people under me, and then there are people under me. Those are the four layers: God, those over me, myself, and then those under my authority. All of those things should line up, and if God is true, it is, and he is, then his truth should flow to those in authority directly beneath him. So every world leader, every governing authority is going to have to account, how have you responded to the truth of God's word? Now, I want you to understand that there are some people that try and put a disconnect between what they quote-unquote believe and what they publicly proclaim, but that is not who God is. That is not the truth of God. God is consistent through and through. God's law is true. His word is true. And so we would be well served to anchor ourselves to the word of God and say, we're going to ride out this storm, because I know the word is going to outlast the storm. I know that the God who backs up his word, and I'm going to stay true to that. You see, when a police officer or sheriff's deputy goes out and they are on duty, they wear a uniform, they have the equipment, and they have something else. They have this badge. And when they go out, they may be outnumbered. In today's times, they may be outarmed. They may go and find themselves in a very difficult circumstance, but when they go out backed by the full authority of the sheriff, the county, the state, whoever the authorizing agency is, they are backed by the full weight and power of that agency. And so they may be smaller in stature than the person, but the truth of the authority that they go out representing is there. And so they should not abuse that authority. People should not abuse the truth of God's word. They should not neglect it. They should not forget it. They should study it. They should absorb it, and they should welcome it as the law of truth. Well, if you turn, if you go over to the next section, in verse number 145, it says, I cry out with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. O Lord, revive me according to your justice. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them. Okay, so here in verse number 147, the author says, I have hope in your word. I hope in your word. I have confidence in your word. I'm not wishful thinking on your word. I put my confidence in what you have said. And it comes down to verse number 145, where the psalmist says, "You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true." So we live in a society now that, much like the 1970s, where people are rebelling against authorities, the 1960s, the 1970s, back then the thing was, don't trust anybody over 30. Well, I want you to know, those people's grandkids are now older than 30. That philosophy wasn't going to hold much weight. It wasn't going to endure for a long, long time. So it had an age limit on it. You know what? But the truth of God still endures forever. And I want you to know that God has the authority. You know, there's a saying that says this, who died and made you God? You know, and that's if they don't want to do what you have said. Well, I want you to understand that God's commandments are true because God is true. So we reject the mandates of God. We reject the wisdom of God and the words of God at our own peril. To distance ourselves from the Word of God, to forget the Word of God or devalue the Word of God, does us great harm as individuals. It does us harm as families. Does us harm as churches or workplaces, business people. It does us harm as a nation. And so I would encourage you, don't treat God's commandments as suggestions. Recognize them, that they are true, and that God commands them to us to cause us to avoid harm. And, you know, I think I told you, I think it was earlier this week, about how I ate too much, and I did myself physical pain. I caused myself physical discomfort because of the amount of food that I ate. And for the first time in my life, it's like, this is what gluttony is. It is eating to the point that you do yourself harm. And so God says he hates that. It's a sin that we should avoid. You know, when we were growing up, my parents, they raised everything. They raised chickens. Those were nasty. We had a rabbit one time. That wasn't good either. Raised cattle, he raised Jersey bulls, raised hogs. That's not good. But we also had a horse. We had a horse. And that horse, we came out one day and we found it was very ill. And there was an apple tree in the area where that horse was pinned up. And that horse had eaten every apple that it could get a hold of. And it developed a situation where it was foundered. That was the term. It had almost eaten itself to death. There was another time where it broke into the barn, got the lid off of the grain barrel, and again, almost ate itself to death. And that's a very dangerous place for a horse to be in. Well, I want you to know, God's word, he's not offering suggestions. He's offering truth. He's offering truth. When God speaks about finances, he's speaking truth about finances. When he's talking about relationships, he's talking the truth about relationships. When he's talking about there's no other way to heaven except by Jesus, he's speaking the truth. When he says that there is a heaven to gain and a hell to avoid, he's speaking truth. So let's accept that word as truth. So let's begin reading at verse number 153. "Consider my affliction and deliver me, For I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimonies. I see the treacherous and am disgusted because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. And so we see here that God's word is not just truth in some areas, it's truth in every area. You say, well, how can this be true and how can that? Well, you know what? I don't have an explanation for everything, but I do know this, that if God can give me peace that surpasses my understanding, he also can represent truth that is beyond my understanding. He can have compassion and mercy beyond my understanding. And you can be a brainiac, you can be an Einstein-level genius and still not even begin to approach the mental capacity of God. You cannot even begin to understand. You may be a little further advanced than some people, but you're not going to be nearly as advanced as God. So I was sharing a message at church here a few weeks ago and was talking about how Demas had loved this present age and had forsaken Paul, had forsaken his relationship with God, and he had gone off to Thessalonica, I believe, to enjoy the luxuries that the world has to offer. And I asked the congregation, it's like, I want you to think about first century Thessalonica, about 70, 75 AD, and I want to ask you this question. What kind of luxuries do you think that first century Thessalonica was experiencing at that time? They didn't have automobiles. They didn't have air conditioning. They didn't have running water too much. I mean, they had some aqueducts and things like that. But there was nothing on the scale of modern convenience in first century Thessalonica. They might have had some nice clothing and some nice pottery and some things like that. There may have been some popular people and some popular places to go, but nothing like what we have now. The poorest people in our society would not have wanted to go to the nicest place in society back then. And we say, Demas, you have made a bad choice. And I shared this with the congregation. People who are now setting aside the Word of God and their relationship with God for the luxuries of this day and time are making the same type of decision when they set aside the Word of God. The entirety of God's Word is truth. Hang on to it. Anchor it. My pastor, he said that when he was in World War II, he's passed away now, but he was on the deck of a ship, and they got caught in a horrible storm, and the only way that he survived on deck was he anchored himself to part of the ship, and because the storm was causing the ship to list and to rock back and forth, and he said, I had to anchor myself, literally attach myself to the ship in order to not fall off and into the ocean. Anchor yourself to the Word of God, for it is true and it is in its entirety. John chapter 17, verse 17, Jesus prays this prayer, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. So when we embrace the Word of God as it is the Word of truth, we are going to find that the truth of God's Word is going to cause something to manifest in our life. It's going to cause us to be sanctified. That means that we're going to be set apart for a holy purpose. That's why we encourage you to read the Word. If you don't have a Bible, but you got a smartphone, you can download the YouVersion app. You can download other Bible apps. and you can read the Bible. You can listen to podcasts. You can listen to sermons. You can watch YouTube videos. You can avail yourself of the Word of God. You can listen to the Refresh Radio program on WMIEFM.com. Listen on demand. You can download it to your phone. You can carry it with you and listen to it at a later time. But the Word of God, when it impacts your life, it is supposed to cause a separation to take place. All of a sudden, you're going to be separated from immorality. You're not going to be wanting to do that. You're going to be separated from lying. You're not going to want to do that. You're going to want to be a messenger of truth. You're not going to want to be a thief. You're going to want to work hard so that you can be a blessing to not only yourself, but to God and to others as well. You're going to want to be set apart for God's purpose instead of just your own selfish nature. God's word is true. And when it comes in, and by the way, the scripture says that when God sends forth his word, one thing, it brings healing, but it never returns to him void. It always strikes the mark that it goes forth to strike. And so when you hear the word, you are going to naturally want to move away from the things of this world, and you're going to want to move towards God. God, sanctify them by your truth, and your word is truth. Far too many people in our society are rejecting the word as the declared truth of God and looking for an alternative source. And you know what they're finding? They're finding confusion. They're finding chaos. They're finding inconsistency. Instead of love, they're finding strife and discord. I encourage you, embrace the Word of God as the Word of truth and allow it to change you. Too many times people come to church and they're saying, boy, I wish so-and-so would have been here today. That was a great message for them. Well, the question I ask is this: what was God's message to you? One time I heard a message, and when they told me what they were speaking on, I was like, what in the world is he going to tell us that we haven't all preached 1,000 times before? You know what happened that night? He preached the word. I left changed because of the word of truth. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Set yourself to be in God's house this coming Sunday. If we don't see you there, we'll see you here Monday on the Refresh Radio Program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Bright shine.